Every Wednesday at this time is our Vents Day segment, your chance to vent your spleen politely on topics in the news. This week's topics: mounting In God We Trust on the walls of public buildings and emails as public records. Join us with your thoughts on these two topics at 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. 800-838-3760, or send your emails to jx@jeffnet.org. Let's start with In God We Trust. It's on our coins and our paper money, but less often appears on the walls of public buildings. In Clark County, Washington, across the river from Portland, county council members voted to have the motto displayed on the wall of their meeting room. There is talk of a plaque displaying In God We Trust going on the wall of the public hearing room in Klamath County. Commissioner Tom Mallams supports the idea, but there's been no vote taken so far. There certainly has been public discussion about this in Klamath County, including a guest opinion against the displaying of the motto by Klamath Falls City Council member Trish Seiler in the local paper. Seiler got a personal anonymous letter in response suggesting she should be beheaded by Muslims. Ugly reactions aside, where do you come down? Is there any place in or on public buildings for expressions like In God We Trust? If not, for example, have we already gone too far by having the motto on our money? Your thoughts welcome, In God We Trust. And by the way, we can talk about the organization that's behind this nationally, called InGodWeTrust-America.org. And you can join us on Vents Day now to talk about it, 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. Our other topic is about email and which email sent by public officials should be part of the public record. Hillary Clinton held a news conference yesterday, her first since leaving the State Department, to explain her use of personal email accounts while in office and the fact she used an email server in her New York home. Clinton says all work-related emails have been turned over to the State Department. Emails in public officials' hands are a very hot topic right now, obviously. Oregon's resigned Governor John Kitzhaber wants some of his emails and those of his fiancée, Sylvia Hayes, kept out of the public eye. Given how we use email now, often in place of a stroll to a neighboring office for a chat, what should and should not be public if a public worker sent it? All? Some? None? Where do you come down on this? If it's a public email done on a public computer, is it public property forever? First call goes to Mark in Reading. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Good morning.
Hi.
So, I reminded in my youth, we used to go to, on vacation, go to little roadside cafes, usually doubled as gas stations, and they would always have a sign on the wall inside the cafe that would read, "In God We Trust, all others pay cash."
Yeah. There's been a lot of mention of that, I notice, in editorials and columns about this move.
Yeah, it seems immaterial to me one way or another. I'm personally an agnostic. I don't really care about whether people want to trust in God or not. It doesn't matter to me.
Mm-hmm.
The email thing, if you're a public official and you're writing about public business and you're using government public computers, it should be public. I mean, not you know, the minute you print it shouldn't be sent out to the world, mind you, but you know, should become public information.
With some sort of delay? I mean, are we thinking like after the business is concluded? I'm wondering how often and how much should go out there. And this is, I suppose, an odd place to come from, given the business I'm in, where we just thrive on information being available to the public.
Well, the Internet was designed to disseminate, not to hide information.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very, very difficult to keep things hidden on the Internet. You know, it's much easier to make things open on the Internet than it is to close them down.
True that. Okay. Thanks for the thoughts, Mark. Appreciate it. Good to hear from you. This is Vents Day on the Jefferson Exchange, your chance to vent politely on a couple of topics in the news. The topics today, clearly email and public email used by public officials and how public it should be. And this other issue of putting In God We Trust on the walls of just about every public building in America. The agency behind this is a private group called In God We Trust America. Inc. In God We Trust America.org online, headed up by a former or not former, actually current city council member in the city of Bakersfield, California, but considered in Klamath Falls, already done Klamath County, well, within the city of Klamath Falls, but by Klamath County commissioners talking about this haven't made the move yet. Clark County council members in Vancouver, Washington have made the move already, and lots of other places across the country as well. In God We Trust, does it belong on the walls of public meeting rooms? 800-838-3760 on both topics, 800-838-3760, or email jx@jeffnet.org. Grumpy John in Grants Pass, welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Well, thank you, Jeff. Hey, I most strenuously object to the lie, and I would like to see it corrected. It is not in God we trust. Just make it plural, and then it'll be happy for everybody. It's in God's we trust. Why pick one over another when we all know that all of the gods that everybody is worshiping are all different? I mean, there are so many warring sects out there. Just make it in God's we trust, and then people will accept it, and more devotees will come to the flying spaghetti monster. May he touch you with his noodly appendage. Now, for email, Jeff, anybody that uses an excuse, well, Colin Powell did it, should be disbarred from being qualified to run for any elective office. I'm sorry, Hillary, but that is just so exceedingly lame. It's just cringeworthy.
Oh, so just
thanks a lot, and have yourself a very good afternoon.
Thanks. Thanks. Appreciate it to you. So in God's we trust is Grumpy John's recommendation, and also not very high on the idea of Hillary Clinton ducking from the responsibility of using public email because one of her predecessors, Colin Powell, as Secretary of State, did the same thing. But, you know, it's the same sort of question that arose. Let's see. It's gone back to the Bush administration now, which I think was the first one that that considered a policy about emails ahead of time. I seem to recall early in the Bush administration, even as it was forming in the transition out of the Clinton administration, talked about some emails just wouldn't be sent. Some people would not have email accounts. There was the whole discussion about when President Obama took office, if he could still use his BlackBerry, if the stuff he got on his BlackBerry was going to be a matter of public record. So this is something we've been talking about for a very long time. It occurs to me that it also gets back to when you work for a company, if it's a private company, nonprofit, whatever, and they own the computers and the software and everything else, anything you do under that email is their property. Likewise, if you're doing it on public property, it's public property. I guess the question for us is, how soon and how public should all that stuff be revealed to the world? Join us on the exchange with your thoughts, 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. Email and In God We Trust in public places are topics on the exchange today. Let's go to Ryan and Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Well, good morning, Jeffrey.
Hi.
As a public official and working with my staff, I always tell them that your email is basically broadcast out into the universe. You know, anybody with what is it, the FERPA request can come. Even a random reasonable assumption of need can get everything. And since it's all, you know, held on servers, I think Hillary Clinton got away with this because she owned the server and it was in her house, which blurs the lines wonderfully. But anyway, in God request, I mean, I love In God's. That's a great. I'm fond of the dyslexic version in Dog We Trust. I think was a bumper sticker from the 60s. But one of the things that I guess it's the absolute sense of each of the people proposing these kinds of things that they are right. And it doesn't matter what other people think. It doesn't matter what other people's values are. They're not part of that discussion. They're in some kind of an echo chamber where their righteousness really is most akin, unfortunately, to other fundamentalism. You know, and we act like this is just the way things were. And I think the In God We Trust was put on money in the 1950s as part of the anti-communist movement and McCarthyism and all of the rest of the stuff. It's not part of, you know, it's not part of our country's history. It was a choice that was made in a reaction to communism, to the Red Scare, to a time in our country that was, you know, pretty awful in a lot of other ways as well. And so when we kind of hearken back to that, let's kind of remember where that energy came from, because it just seems, you know, divorced from the broader community. I don't know.
That's an you bring up an interesting point, though, because the In God We Trust became the national motto. I think it was on money before that, but it became the official national motto in 1956. And I believe Under God was added to the pledge just 2 years before that. So, again, that's
right. And you know, and again, it's those pledges. But the piece for me is that people just seem so sure. It's the senators, you know, the 47 senators that signed the letter written by some freshman senator who with no foreign policy experience saying that the president doesn't really exist for all intents and purposes in foreign policy. You know, and it's like, really? What realm of reality do you actually live in that this makes sense to you? It's just kind of strange. But
all right. Thanks for that, Ryan. Always good to hear from you. Let's go to Bill in Medford. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day. In God We Trust and public emails are issues.
Good morning.
Hi.
Of course, religious belief should not be put on public buildings. Of course not. I recognize that a large majority of the public does believe in God, but there are a number of people who don't, and with our right of religious freedom in this country, it's just those kinds of things should be put on churches and homes and all those kinds of places, but not on public buildings. Of course they shouldn't.
Well, you know, it's an interesting thing because I'm reminded, Bill, that that the proponents of this point out this is our official national motto and has been for
it doesn't
for
change anything.
60 years.
And that's wrong too.
Mm-hmm. All right, so not for it in your camp. Thanks for that, Bill. Appreciate it. We're talking about In God We Trust and the move to place it on the walls of public buildings across the country. There is an organization behind this, In God We Trust America, Inc. Its website is ingodwetrust-america.org if you're interested. And, yes, it is spurring actions generally at county levels across the country, which is why you heard about Clark County councilors in Washington State, Klamath County commissioners considering it in Oregon. Other counties across the country taking this up, the idea being to put In God We Trust on the walls of public meeting rooms, public hearing rooms, places where the commissioners or county council members or, in California's case, supervisors meet. We're asking what you think about this. It is our national motto, but is it the kind of thing you want to see on the wall of the county courthouse? Join us on the exchange with that or your thoughts on public emails and when public officials use that public email, should that be a matter of public record? For that matter, if in Hillary Clinton's case, she used private email but in public service, is that public record? If so, when? 800-838-3760 around the region. Or jx@jeffnet.org. Jim and Grants Pass is on the line. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Well, good morning. On the In God We Trust, a lot of people don't realize agnostics and everybody are so discombobulated with their families, their government. They're saying, we have to trust something or we're going to go out of our minds. So they do trust God. But it's as a last resort, almost. On public records, there are so much that intercommunication of court records. Well, let me bring two things up. Adoption agencies trying to sort out everything, juvenile court records, people trying to sort out everything. It's just automatic to arrange everything in chronological order, you know, in email. And that, as you, if anything, you put the exceptions up front. All those two things should definitely somehow be more guarded or, you know, not be public record.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks for the thoughts, Jim. Appreciate it. Reminds me, by the way, that next week is Sunshine Week across America, March 15th through 21st. And so we'll be having further discussions about public records and what we know of what is supposed to be our business as members of the public. Join us on the Jefferson Exchange as we talk about public emails. 800-838-3760, jx@jeffnet.org. Next call goes to Steve in Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Thank you, Jeffrey. The phrase, In God We Trust, was ironically enough coined by a Treasury Secretary, Salmon P. Chase, during the Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say that the American federal government was the world's first secular government ever, which is pretty special.
Mm-hmm.
And look around the world. How many countries nowadays could use a secular government, especially in the Middle East?
Right.
You know, that's a tradition to hold on to, I think.
Okay, interesting point to bring up. Yes, secular government, and then we put In God We Trust on the money beginning during the Civil War. Didn't become the national motto for nearly 100 years after that, 1956. Another call here from Dennis in Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Hi, I wanted to speak about email. You should never speak in an email about anything that you don't want anybody to know about. And that, if you're an officer or something in a company or in a club or anywhere, your attorney, usually the first thing that he or she will tell you is, don't do email.
Just don't do it, period?
Huh?
Just don't do it, period?
You're pretty much, you can say like little things like happy birthday, you know, but anything that's important or anything that you don't want somebody else to be able to look at, you should never do it in an email, because if, just like Hillary, the first thing they're going to go after is your emails. Have you ever got an email from a doctor?
No. Good point.
So I rest my case. I don't think anything in any Hillary's emails are worth knowing about, because I don't think she said anything important in any of them. And I think that pretty much everybody that doesn't know that and is in a public office is probably not be in a public office, because they're probably not very smart. So emails, don't ever put anything in an email you don't want anybody else to know about, because if something happens and you get sued or the law wants you or whatever, that's the first place they go, and if it's there, you're in trouble.
Think about it as writing your memoirs a line at a time, huh?
Don't do it. Don't. Emails, people have fallen into a trap of using emails for everything, and it's a very foolish thing, because anything you put on the internet, everybody has access to.
Well,
just remember that. Facebook, email, whatever it is, if you put it out there and it ain't going away, it stays there forever and ever and ever. So.
All right. Thanks for that, Dennis. Appreciate it. A strong vote in favor of not using emails at all, let alone by public officials, from Dennis. What are your thoughts about public emails in the public eye and in God We Trust on the public walls? 800-838-3760 around the region, jx@jeffnet.org by email. Scott in Talent sends an email. He writes, I find the argument over the phrase in God We Trust to be somewhat odd in light of the fact that it doesn't really seem to say anything. Just think about it. What exactly are we trusting God for? Even for the very religious, few people trust God for most things: health, money, effective government, safe driving. I suppose the meaning would differ depending on one's faith, but as a hardcore atheist, I find it a rather hollow and amusingly innocuous statement. I wonder why anyone would fight to have it in a public place. That from Scott in Talent. Here's Bill in Arcata. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Thank you, Jeff. Dennis in Eugene is totally right about the use of emails. I'm not a coin collector, and I wish I had a catalog of U.S. coins, but I'm looking at a 1922 silver dollar. It says, "In God We Trust," on the face. I don't know how far back that goes, but
to the Civil War, I think we've established, it began appearing in coins.
Discussion of who believes in God, what God is, what trust is, who trusts God, isn't the real question. It's another sneak move by religion to get the word God in front of everybody, and to turn the United States into a religious country or a theocracy. That's the real question, and all the technical stuff is just tinsel around the edges.
So the technical legal stuff just masks what you think is a greater effort just to make sure that God's out there in front of us, which I think is what they're very clear about at In God We Trust America, Inc. They want to make sure that God is always there as a reminder, sort of looking over your shoulder in a sense.
Well, God bless them.
Thanks. Thanks for that, Bill. Appreciate it. 800-838-3760. jx@jeffnet.org to join our discussions on Vince Day. We're talking about In God We Trust on public walls and public emails and how public they are and when. Join us at 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. Mike in Maine says, I'm okay with In God We Trust as long as it's inclusive to all. In gods we trust, but some we don't. In reality, separation of church and state seems like a far-off idea those hippie founding fathers made up. That from Mike in Maine. Never heard anybody call them the hippie founding fathers before, but congratulations for that. Jay, no town given, says, should not even be on our money. The founding fathers and their founding mothers would say unconstitutional and against the principles of America. That email from Jay. Here's a phone call from Tony in Grants Pass. Welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Okay, as for putting up In God We Trust, there is, as one person said, supposed to be a separation of religion and state.
Mm-hmm.
If they are taking taxpayer money, they're not supposed to have religion in it. Because, well, with the diversity of religions, going back to the Native Indians, they believed in the Great Spirit, not in God. So, that's one point. And as for emails, if you're taking taxpayer money to do a job, the emails that you are sending is supposed to be public property after they've went through it and made sure there's nothing that's going to give away anything.
Mm-hmm.
But it should be public property. So she made a big mistake by presumably lumping all of them, and the ones that she decided they can look at, is it all of it? So it goes to the question of, do you trust her? And I think a third party that is not interested either way would be a good one to go through all the emails to find out whether she turned them all in or not.
Okay, I'm glad you brought that up, because I was going to ask you, if somebody's supposed to go through these and figure out what is and is not good for the public, I mean, how do you make that decision? And who? And you've answered the who already. But on what basis? I mean, if it's sensitive information, like, you know, about us considering using nuclear weapons or something, I mean, or is it, I mean, how detailed do we get in releasing stuff to the public?
A lot of things should not be released to the public because, to be quite honest, spies are liable to get it and report it back to their country that the government knows about what they're doing. But at the same point in time, it should be someone that can go through and, okay, Chelsea's wedding,
mm-hmm.
Well, that's not concerning the government, so discard.
All right. And that,
but when she started using her private server for public purposes and who was paying for it, it becomes public property.
Well, now that is a question. I mean, if it's a her server kept in her own house, was she paying for it? I'm not really clear on that point myself. But if she's paying for it, does that make her email not public? But if she's doing the public's business on her private stuff, I mean, if I pick up and use my private cell phone for a public duty or something, I mean, that still makes that the public's business, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
All right. Thanks for that. Good to talk to you, Tony. Appreciate it. So that brings us to the end of Vince Day with one final comment here from Mary Ella, talking about the In God We Trust issue, which had been brought up by a couple of other people as well. She remembers a sign in a restaurant she used to frequent, In God We Trust, All Others Pay Cash. Well, the issue of trust, I guess, is what comes into the other part of this, too, with the email situation. And this issue of who owns what, the ownership part of it is one of the trickier things, as Hillary Clinton proved with the ownership of the server on which she was sending and receiving emails. Sylvia Hayes, as First Lady of Oregon, the fiance of the former governor, now resigned, made the same effort to make sure that her private emails on a private account did not become public. But if she was conducting the public's business on those, that becomes a different issue. And in fact, just yesterday, the current governor of Oregon, Kate Brown, wanted to make sure that we identify, for example, in future legislation, that yes, the First Lady is a public official of the state of Oregon. So some moves being made to not have what happened with the Sylvia Hayes, John Kitzhaber situation happen again in Oregon. Much more to talk about in the future. Another hour of the Jefferson Exchange coming up. Thanks for listening to Vince Day. We'll